Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Underwear, armpit hair, many imitators, but no one compares.
Badass Women's Hour XL with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton on Talk Radio.
One, two, three, four!
It's time for our Badass Balls Ups. I am going to kick us off this week. So this week, as some of you might know, I basically, long story short, had some problems with my feet. My feet have been really painful, so I haven't been going out that much. I've been staying home like the millennials. But this week, I've been feeling a bit better. So I've been out to a couple of events. And I went out to an event on Thursday. And I sort of knew the people that I was going out with. But they're people that I'm quite impressed by. It's like a work thing. I quite love them. And I didn't want to be the weird person that turns up and then sort of makes weird small talk about how you love the people that are holding the event. But I was. And I realised that I was doing that thing when you say to people, oh, and so where do you live? And how was your day? And, oh, what are your plans for the weekend? Just not very inspiring chat. Mm-hmm. Quite boring chat, to be honest. And I felt like people's eyes were glazing and everyone was like, oh, my God, am I talking to her again? And I was just thinking, I've lost the art of small talk. I used to be the person that people wanted to talk to because it was so much fun to talk to me. Can't do it anymore.
Do you think?
What makes a good small talker?
You ought to have some good questions.
Nat, what do you think? Steve.
Not small talk. I hate small talk.
Yeah.
It's an introvert thing. Either we're talking and I get to know something about you that no one else really knows, or don't talk to me. And so I can't really do... I can put on my work game face for a networking event, and if it's on a topic, I'll just talk about the topic. We can talk about work and it's fine. At a dinner party, I find it hard to speak to more than one person. So I'll usually sort of find someone and sideline a one-on-one conversation, and we'll go, you know, go straight in for a deep and meaningful straight away. But small talk, I'm bored. I don't need to small talk to you. I talk every Saturday night.
If you're milling at a drinks thing, mm-hmm. milling, what's the chat that you're having with people?
A deep and meaningful. So I can usually find out what their deepest, darkest insecurity is. The fact that they want to change jobs, careers, life.
They
want a whole new relationship. Whatever it is, by the end of that conversation, I found it out and I've probably given them some advice or suggested that they meet some, like in, said you should meet so and so. Yeah, it really is. That's it.
Interesting. Ems, are you a deep and meaningful person instantly?
No, but I try and ask good questions. So someone told me a good question to ask, mm-hmm. which is, you say to people, what's keeping you busy at the minute? And it's a really good question and normally mm-hmm. immediately opens up the conversation in a different direction. Because the trouble is when you get stuck in that, oh, how are you? How is your day? Where do you live? You get like it's really difficult to find something to hook and then get a conversation going. Mm-hmm. That's a really good question.
Okay.
Try that
one. I'm
going
to try that out. Thank you very much, ladies. Ems, what's your balls up of the week?
So I've realised that there's a thing happening at the minute with social media, with things like podcasts, with the need and people enjoying people being open and vulnerable, right? And I like it. I like the authentic conversations that we're hearing. But there's a particular podcast that I'm listening to by a guy that I vicariously know, and he's doing this experiment this year where he's going to record a 30-minute podcast every day, and it's basically his thoughts first thing in the morning for half an hour put out and broadcast. And I started listening to it and it was great. He owns quite a successful agency, so there was some business advice in terms of where he's going through. And then I'm listening to random ones, and there was one the other day where he talks about his friend who has tried to commit suicide. And for 30 minutes, this guy was really upset. He was saying how he was really tired and how he was over emotional. And it was 30 minutes of him being quite distressed and very emotional. And I listened to it and I suddenly was like, oh my goodness, I don't know this guy, but I feel like he's talking to me like a close friend would, mm-hmm. and giving me his deepest, darkest secrets. And there was a bit of me that was pleased that somebody was sharing that. But then I felt like, oh, now I don't know how to react to him, because there's a bit of me going, should I reach out to him on Twitter and check if he's okay? And that felt a bit weird. So I kind of got in this whole like tiswas about how best to react, because I've never ever experienced somebody that I don't know being so open and vulnerable, but also in a personal way. So, you know, a podcast is not a performance like the lady who did Nanette, where you're like, okay, you know, this is podcasts are kind of intimate, even though they're broadcast. Anyway, it got me going, oh my goodness, I don't really know how to react to these amazing conversations that people are having, and should I react? And what should I do?
So
foxed you there, didn't I?
No, it's a really interesting
thing. You foxed me with tiswas.
Great words. Great words. Yeah.
You just said tiswas. Did I?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lovely word. Oh. There is something, I think, about the intimacy of radio and podcast, because people are literally in your ears.
Yeah.
And it is. It's very intimate, isn't it? Isn't it, listeners? It's very intimate.
Yeah. And it's a relaxed conversation. Yeah.
But I think you could just say thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing.
You feel like I should reach out and acknowledge, like, it's hard as a human being to hear another human being upset and distressed. Like, you want to help them, you want to, but yeah,
it's your empathy, babe.
It's my empathy. At least I've got some empathy. That's good.
Also, you don't have to, you know. I think there's something about knowing that human beings are ultimately creative. We're ultimately creative. If we need help, we will ask for help. Now, if on the podcast he says, and I'm going through this thing and I would love to know what you think I should be doing about that, then maybe you could say, oh, I've had this thought. There's nothing to stop you tweeting him saying, I listened to your podcast. It really touched me. Thank you for sharing. You know, knowing that somebody's there, that's lovely. But you're not responsible for making it better.
No. Yeah. And I don't think I feel like I have to make it better. I don't know how I feel about it. It's got me in a quandary in terms of, it's such an unusual situation, because normally if someone is being that open and vulnerable, I know them really well. Yeah. And then I check in on them and I wouldn't necessarily want to fix them, but I'd want to make sure, are you okay? How are you feeling today? And I don't feel like I can do that to this person. Yeah.
Natalie's just staring at me. Yeah, because in the same narrative, you've said vicariously tiswas and quandary. I'm like, just chucking out,
dialing up my lexicon.
I'm having to remember what these words mean.
You were astounded by my use of the dictionary this evening.
I feel you, but I would say it's a slightly different thing. I would ask myself, why am I feeling so emotionally connected to what is being said? Is there a chord that he's personally struck with you? Is there a deep-seated, is there an emotion there?
I just don't like to hear somebody distressed, somebody suffering. Like,
but you actively know there is nothing you can do about it to make it better.
I think that's the hard part.
And so now that feeling is going to sit with
you. Yeah, because now I'm going, I don't know if I can continue listening to the podcast.
Well, you don't have to.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it is. And also, I think it's a lesson that everyone who in some way broadcasts their life, whether that's on podcasting, blogging, social media, whatever, at some point, you have to learn where your boundary is. Mm-hmm. And if he has not learned that already, he will do. And he'll get to a point where you think, oh, I shared that and actually didn't want to share that. Not going to do that again. But also know that this is, if it's not working for you, you have no responsibility to him. Yeah, you do not have to listen. Mm. You don't have to be part of it. You can just say, that's interesting, but it's not for me.
Yeah, but that feels unkind.
Why?
because I don't know. This is what I mean. This is why it's like it's such a weird thing.
I think this is the trap of social media and content at the moment. And so my personal version of this is I generally don't follow anyone on Twitter. I don't follow anyone on social media, including my own friends, that post anything negative or too deep and emotional. So any of my friends that sort of put, you know, this was a bad day, or, you know, give deep reflections about their own mental
state,
and so illness ultimately, because it's usually I'm in a bad or dark place, I remove that from my feed. Because actually, if we're friends, I know that already, and I am already supporting you in that way. Whereas when it's constantly on my feed, there's an emotional, an empathetic anxiety that comes from it, from knowing that so many people are hurting. It's almost too much for my sensitive soul to constantly see that. So I just don't have it.
I think that's what I'm struggling with, because I think there is a difference between having a really open, vulnerable conversation. So like, I did a podcast this week about being child free, and it was not a negative, I was not in tears, but it was me being very vulnerable about that journey, how I felt at that time. But there was an aim to that, which was to share my story with the aim of helping other people. And I think that's the struggle with this one, is that there aren't any learnings. This is just a situation that is going through, so you don't listen to it and go, oh okay, I can learn from that, or I've been through something similar. It's just an outpouring of,
or I know that you have. And it's a bit like what our guest earlier was saying, the comedian
Juliet
was saying, people ask her questions at the end to say, are you better now? We like conclusions.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
If you have high levels of empathy and you care about people, you want to know they're better. You want to know they're well.
Yeah.
And so he's put all of this out there, and you don't know that he's better. You don't know that he's well. You don't know what's happened to his friend. There's no conclusion. And it's empathetic anxiety. And sometimes it's just too much.
Yeah. Okay.
So stop.
Yeah. Just stop.
Just stop listening. Okay. Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4 Those are our badass balls ups this week. If you have a balls up you'd like to share with us, remember you can always tweet us at badasswomenshr, at badasswomenshr. Come and share yours with us, or find us on Instagram, Facebook, all the socials.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.